Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
South Haven Business Beat is sponsored by the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. Whether you want to grow your business or connect with like-minded professionals, the South Haven Chamber offers over 80 events throughout the year. Check out our monthly B2B PM events. This after-hours gathering is perfect for mingling with other business leaders in a relaxed setting. The South Haven Chamber of Commerce is dedicated to helping your business thrive by providing resources, building connections, and fostering community support. Join us today. Visit southhavenchamber.com to learn more. The South Haven Chamber, where relationships create commerce. This episode is sponsored by Service Specialists, your trusted staffing partner. With over 50 years of expertise, we connect top talent with leading companies nationwide. From healthcare to logistics, our experienced recruiters deliver superior results. Choose success. Choose Service Specialists.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelke.
Thank you for joining us for South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen Engelke, and we are here today spotlighting local businesses around South Haven and also just offering educational opportunities for these people to tell their stories and also to be able to share tips and tricks about business, professional development, and just things going on in our community. We're super excited. Today, our guest is Ms. Sydney Fields. She is the executive recruiter for Service Specialists. Ms. Sydney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kristen. And yes, exactly what you said. Educating is 90% of my job. So I'm so happy to be here. I'm so thankful that y'all offer this. This is absolutely wonderful. And I'm excited to share a little bit about what I do and a little bit about Service Specialists.
Well, I definitely want to jump right in and talk a little bit about what you do. Can you tell me kind of your background, how you came to be with them, and where your passions lie?
For sure. I don't think anyone goes into school saying, I want to be a recruiter, and it always just happens to fall that way. And that's exactly what happened to me. I went to Ole Miss, graduated in 2014, and lived in Oxford. I managed rental property for years. And I had a baby and realized that I wasn't going to be able to get up at 3 a.m. to let people into their bedrooms. And I needed to shift in careers. And so I called one of my friends, Will Martin, and this is his family company, Service Specialist. They are based in Jackson. But I called him asking if they did any business in North Mississippi and if he had any potential opportunities for me, because I was on the job hunt. And he said they were looking to expand their footprints to North Mississippi and said, hey, come work with us for 3 months. If it works out, great. If not, no big deal. And here I am 5 years later, and it has been the biggest blessing. So Service Specialists is the oldest independent recruiting agency in the state of Mississippi. We are female owned and ran. We have offices in Ridgeland, Jackson, Oxford, and now we have a presence in Columbus as well.
Wow, he has definitely expanded his footprint just a little bit. So you said family owned and operated, but you mentioned your connection with Will. Tell me a little bit more about kind of the background behind Service Specialists and the women owned aspect of that.
Yes. So Deborah Martin, she is our fearless leader, the CEO, the president, the owner. And she bought out Service Specialist. It's been here since 1967, and she bought it in the 90s. And her family has been helping her run it. And we do everything under the sun. We are a one-stop shop employment agency. We do temp work. We do professional placements, all industries, all levels, you name it, we have placed it. We have placed hundreds and hundreds of Mississippians. We really want to focus on Mississippi. And I call myself a professional matchmaker. So basically, I want job seekers to come to me, and I want companies looking for top talent to come to me. And so in a perfect world, I can match those, and that's what I do every day. As a job seeker, I always encourage anyone who's on the job hunt, whether they are actively looking or confidentially looking, to come to me. you never know if I have an opportunity with some greener grass. If a job seeker comes to me, it's completely free, totally confidential, and it can't hurt. If I have an opportunity that's worth them exploring, then great. But if the companies will come to me and say, hey, Sydney, I'm looking for an executive assistant or an accountant, et cetera, whatever that may be. And I am constantly, I either have those people ready to go or I am searching for those people. So if I were to place someone in those roles, then the company pays me. So it's a win-win for the job seeker. And so a lot of my job is just educating people. Just reach out to me. It doesn't hurt. What do you have to lose? Worst case scenario, we make a connection.
So I know that with you being the recruiting specialist, are you just actively recruiting people looking for jobs, or do you focus more on the business side of things and getting the businesses that are looking for people?
Great question. Both. I focus a lot on figuring out companies' needs, my clients' needs, where do they need that talent? And whenever they have an open role, my goal is to find someone the perfect match for that particular position. And as a company, payment is totally contingent on them hiring someone that I send. So they don't owe me anything for advertising for it, for sending them candidates. The only way they pay me is if they decide to hire the person that I send. And also there's a 90-day guarantee. So if any time within that 90 days, if a candidate does not work out one way or another, whether they are not happy with the job or the company is not happy with the job, we give a full refund.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love the fact that it's not what people would call a temp agency back in the 90s. This is truly professionals seeking professionals in careers.
Absolutely.
So what made that transition for Deborah? How did that evolve?
Well, we do some temps in South Mississippi. I will say we do some manufacturing, some industrial placements with temp, but I in North Mississippi have really had a niche and focus on the professional placements. So the salaried high level clients, that's what I have found a niche in. And it's just been great. They really didn't do the professional placements until I came in the picture. And it has just, there's been such a need. Good people are really hard to come by, and there is a need. Recruiting is always going to be needed. I laugh and say that God has blessed and cursed me with a good judge of character, and that makes me really good at my job. And but I'm always looking to help those who are on the job hunt. It's those who are truly on the job hunt. It can be a very overwhelming process, and I can be that middleman, your advocate, your cheerleader, and I can streamline that process. If you are on the job hunt, you know, I can help out with resumes, with the interview prep, and hopefully I can open up some doors to have conversations with some companies. So
is there a specific area that's more difficult to fill? Like, what is your pain points in what you do?
Great question. I would say right now there is always a need for accountants. They are hard to come by. That has been, since taking this position, I feel like I am constantly looking for accountants, which is funny because it's the only class I've ever failed in my life. So I can find accountants all day long. I can read a job description and compare it with a resume. And if someone seems like they know what they're talking about, then I'll push them along. But God just has a funny sense of humor because it is literally the only class I've ever failed. And I find myself constantly recruiting accountants. But a lot of people are concerned with AI and the whole talent acquisition process with interviews and all of that. And I do want to express that there's always going to be a need for a recruiter because a piece of paper is only going to say so much about a person. You can have the hard facts on a piece of paper, but in order to find the right person, you need to know the whole picture. You need, there's a personality fit. There's, you can have the hard skills, but you need to have those soft skills as well for some particular positions. And it needs to be that right fit. And I really have a gift to be able to sense the needs of a company and find that right person.
So you mentioned doing things to help with job prep and building resumes and stuff like that. Can you tell me a little bit more about what are some of those behind the scenes services that you provide to the job seekers? Just a basic overview of what they can expect once they do contact you?
Absolutely. I am any job seeker. I want them to come to me and utilize me as a resource, whether I make a dollar out of them or not. I am always available to be a listening ear, to help them process anything. I can help guide them on what verbiage would make sense on their resume, or how to respond to emails, or how to navigate the salary negotiation process. But yes, as far as the job seeker, I want anyone to utilize me as a resource. Whether I lead them to that opportunity or not, I am here for them.
Awesome. Well, I definitely want to dive a little bit deeper into a couple of the things that you've mentioned before, but we're going to take a quick break because we have to go and thank our sponsors, which one of our sponsors this month is Miss Sydney Fields. So give us just a few moments. We'll be right back with some more information about professional development and how Miss Sydney can help you in your next career.
Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems.
Service Specialists, your trusted staffing partner. With over 50 years of expertise, we connect top talent with leading companies nationwide. From healthcare to logistics, our experienced recruiters deliver superior results. Choose success. Choose Service Specialists.
Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Hey guys, thank you for joining us back here again. Like I said previously, we are with Miss Sydney Fields of Service Specialists, and we are talking about all things business and helping you find your next best career. I wanted to do next, Miss Sydney, and talk a little bit about more about you and your story. What do you find is the most rewarding thing that you do?
Recruiting is so rewarding. Every day I'm reminded that I'm right where I'm supposed to be because I get to help people in a very crucial time in their lives. I get to help people in the next step in their careers. When it is the perfect match for both parties, for the company and the job seeker, there's nothing more rewarding.
So with that being said, and all of the things that you get to do, that's such a special connection because it's not just going to work, doing a job every day, but it's really getting to know these people so that you are able to find that perfect fit. If you had to pick one, what do you think is your greatest success story that you've had over the 5 years that you've been with them?
All of them are so fulfilling and remind me exactly why I do what I do every day. I call it the recruiting gods. They work their magic somehow, some way. But I do have a few stories that just touched my heart every time I think about it. This past year, I found a dad and his son a job within the same month. And that was really, really rewarding. And I'm just watching them thrive and they're right where they're supposed to be. But that was a really special moment for me to find both of them the next step in their career. I also check references for whenever companies are looking to hire someone. I will always reach out to their references. And about a month ago, I reached out to one particular reference who was a CEO of a company. And he said, you're with Service Specialist? They placed me at an entry-level job here 30 years ago, and now I'm the CEO. And so it's moments like that where you're just reminded, even though this job, it's like sales, it's up and down, but it's moments like that where I know I am the vessel doing what I'm supposed to be doing to help people find their next step in life.
Okay, that is the most incredible thing ever, that here he was, this little, you know, starting out, brand new, little bitty fish in a huge company, and now he's the CEO.
That's right.
Okay, y'all need to get him on camera, on film. That needs to be a testimonial on the website.
I know we do.
That's awesome. Well, not neat. If you decide you want to do that, Pure Focus Media, that does our podcasting edits, does commercials and things for businesses. So keep that in mind.
Good to know. Absolutely.
Shameless plug. Sorry, guys. You know I can't help it.
That's what the chamber is for, right?
We're making those connections. That's absolutely what I do. So,
and I will say, when I graduated in 2014, that was one of the scariest times in my life, because here I am. I had my life planned until I graduated. And then it was like, what do I do from here? I can go anywhere I want. I can do whatever I want. But I needed some guidance on that. And it was a really stressful time for me. And I live in Oxford, so I get to work a lot with Ole Miss students, some soon-to-be grads, recent grads who are in a similar position. And it is very rewarding just to get to handhold them and you know, be their cheerleader throughout the process. Whether I lead them to a job or not, I really enjoy helping those people out, because I wish at that age I knew to reach out to a recruiting agency, because that's exactly what I'm here for.
So leading further into that, what are some of the little maybe tips and tricks you can give to job seekers that are looking for their next career change, or even some of the younger ones that are looking for the guidance for where their next stepping stone is going to be into the adult working world? Can you give some kind of insight to that?
Network, network, network. Utilize your resources. Call every employment agency out there. Call every recruiter. Call the chamber. See, I encourage you, just put your ego aside and be proactive. Utilize LinkedIn. Everyone, you should not be afraid to reach out to anyone and everyone. Give yourself homework. Message 5 people a day on LinkedIn that either is in a position that you aspire to be in one day, and ask if they have 2 minutes of your time. The worst they can say is no. Reach out to anybody that you know. If they're with a company that interests you, you never know where one message can lead or where one phone call can lead. It can be uncomfortable at first, but don't be afraid to put yourself out there. And, but definitely, building your resume and perfecting that is number one. It's an annoying piece of homework, but it has to be done. Do that first and foremost, then start making your calls. And, utilize your Indeed, your LinkedIn. We now live at a day and age where everything is advertised and posted. You have everything at the tips of your fingers. So, but your personal connections and your reputation and how people, your references and the people that will vouch for you, that's what's really going to take you far.
I definitely want to just copy that and add a little that LinkedIn is huge, but it is underutilized. I have seen so many times where we're talking with business owners and things that are looking to hire, and they go and they check LinkedIn. They check your profile. And the biggest pet peeve a lot of them have is that they're half filled out. There's only minute information. That needs to be where you tell your story. Everything about you, as much as you can possibly put on there that really gives you that leg up. It lets them know who you are and if you're going to fit even before they get you in the door. And a lot of times, if it's not filled out that way, they're not even going to give you a second thought. So that is a huge thing. And I'm glad that you included that in what you did.
Absolutely. But, and it's another platform that you have to keep up with. It's annoying. Before I took this job, I hated LinkedIn. I hated every bit of it. But why not utilize it? It is, yes, it is the perfect resource for a job seeker. And go ahead and get it up to date now before you're truly on the job hunt. Go ahead. And being on the other side of things, I now understand how LinkedIn works. You have to be active on it in order for the recruiters and hiring managers to see you. Like, the more active you are, the more you're going to pull up and be seen for the right people. And by active, you don't have to post all the time, but just thumbs up someone's post every now and again. And just be sure it is up to date, because it really is crucial.
One of the other things you mentioned a minute ago was about joining the chamber. And I love that, because that's ultimately what we want to do. We want to be just another opportunity, another resource for both businesses to be able to find their reference and referral partners, but also to be a good reference for the community who's looking for their next level, their next job, so that we can make those connections and put them together. And I always ask, every time we do a podcast, I have to ask our interview, what benefits and things do you see that you've gained from being a part of the Chamber of Commerce?
Absolutely. It is so important to invest in the Chamber. You get out what you put in. I am based in Oxford. I'm very active in our Oxford Chamber. I'm an ambassador there. And so I see firsthand how important it is to involve yourself in it. You get out exactly what you put in it. And I just joined the South Haven Chamber, and y'all have got it going on. I mean, this is phenomenal, all of this. I get to share my story. What a blessing. And y'all are our advocates, and the Chamber is the heartbeat of businesses in the community, and you have to utilize it. You're crazy to have a business in South Haven and not be a part of the Chamber, but not just be a part of it, really involve yourself in it. Yes. That's what y'all are here for.
Yes. We tell everybody that we're more than a ribbon cutting. So if you are a new business or even a seasoned business in the community, whether it's South Haven, Olive Branch, South Memphis, we blur city lines. We want to promote your business. If you do business in or around South Haven, we want to be there. We want you to be involved. And even though we are the second largest chamber in the area, we're only second to the Greater Memphis Chamber. We have 750 plus members, but we feel like a family. And I want to know about you. I want to know about your kids. I want to know what you do on the weekend. I want to be able to support you in that way. And that's where we try and set ourselves apart, is to be that passion. And that's just one of the reasons why we do always ask everybody why you're a part of the chambers, because we want to make sure that we are relevant, and we want to make sure that we are that resource. And this podcast has given me the opportunity to be able to just reach out to our members and give you another platform to tell your story. So I want to thank you so much for joining us and for being able to tell your story and for sharing with everybody that is looking for their next career exactly the next steps that they can do. So guys, if you are looking for that next step, or even if you just kind of have an idea of a job change that you're wanting to explore, stay where you're at until you're sure, but reach out to Miss Sydney, because she can help guide you along that way. Thanks so much for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. If you haven't done so yet, make sure you go and like and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. I'm Kristen. Thanks for being here. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.